This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Autistic Syndrome Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Autism Awareness Advocate Jacqueline Williams-Hines, who is here with us for Autism Awareness Month to discuss her organization, No Small Victories. Jacqueline, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yes, yeah, certainly good to have you back with us, especially during this time of year. So for those that may have missed our interview last time you were with us, tell us briefly, what is No Small Victories?
Well, No Small Victories is a programming under a local nonprofit in Springfield, Massachusetts, the Martin Luther King Family Service Centers. And we've adopted an initiative called Project CARE, which stands for Collaborative Autism Resources for Everyone. And our goal is to be able to educate other resources in the community to help give access to families living on the autism spectrum, much like wheelchair ramps did for our, you know, families and wheelchair bound. So we're hoping that through education that these services, you know, just everything from barbers, dentists, whatever, you know, I think that all of our families are in need of the same services that every family is in need of, but always needing a little bit more support in having that educational piece about autism.
And tell us, what was the inspiration behind starting No Small Victories?
Well, the inspiration for me, of course, was my son. I have a now 18-year-old on the autism spectrum. And for me, initially, it just became wanting to educate his peers so that he could have real relationships. I found that children were so much more understanding and much more flexible when it came to just accepting of some of the things that they saw with autism once they had the information. And after that, as he grew, I just started to expand on that into his community, wanting him to have as inclusive a life as possible. And that education piece just seemed to fit. I found that once people kind of understood what they were looking at and some of the things, then it became less alien, and some of the things that he was exhibiting became less quirky. So, you know, it just broadened his world, and I really wanted to help do that for other families.
I understand you are also an author of the No Small Victories children's book series. What are the themes of the books in your series?
Yes, I have four children's books with an accompanying discussion guide. The first book is called Joshua and the Star Tablet Dreammaker. And that book was the first, so it was kind of just a catharsis for me to really talk about some of the obstacles that Josh would face with sensory integration, having difficulty being out and about, and sometimes having meltdowns. And we see it typically in a lot of our children that they get overwhelmed from a lot of sensory input. So they may exhibit things that look to the untrained eye as a meltdown or a tantrum. And wanting to explain that to his peers, wanting to explain some of the reasons why he may want to be alone. A lot of times people think that children with autism don't want to socialize, and that's not really true. Sometimes they just have these other challenges going on that make it really difficult, and not being able to read those social cues to be able to interact appropriately. So that book was just kind of a way of opening that window onto his world for others to kind of get a peek inside. The second book we went on to was The Adventures of Suit the Joshua from Planet Yes I Can. And that's a cute little play on words of Super Joshua from Planet Yes I Can. But that book actually looked at a phenomenon called echolalic speech. And what happens sometimes with children with autism is, like, as we're speaking, your mind's already pulling out clues to what I'm saying and forming an appropriate response. And they have a difficult time with that social cue, being able to glean that information, so what you may hear are repetitive or rote phrases, sometimes what they call scripting. You may hear them repeating back, for instance, dialogue from a movie or something. Or they may actually repeat back what they hear. And so that was a way to kind of introduce that phenomenon, as well as another phenomenon of perseveration. Sometimes with children with autism, you'll see very, very narrow fields of interest. So you may have a child who only want to talk about dinosaurs or wrestling. And they just, you know, seem to be stuck on that. And for some people looking in on the outside, it can be frustrating when you're trying to communicate with them, and it can feel a little annoying to some people. So being able to kind of give a glimpse into that phenomenon as well. The third book was Joshua, That's So Slimming, and that kind of touched on the phenomenon of stimming or self-stimulation. And usually that presents in physical manifestations of maybe hand-wringing, rocking back and forth, clearing their throat, and other repetitive activities. And, you know, these activities have various reasons for that, but, you know, just from the outside looking in, these are things that people see and often think are very peculiar that kind of set our children apart. So wanting to touch on that. And the fourth book, which is the closest to my heart, is Joshua, I'm Over Here. And the reason why that one is so special to me, it was written in conjunction with my older son, Robert. And it really looks at the difficulty that our children have with meeting or sustaining eye contact. But it's written from the perspective of his older brother, who at the time was is 8 years older than him, and wanting to have this relationship with this toddler who wouldn't meet his eye. So it really gives voice to our siblings and the frustrations and the fears and the anxieties that they experience, as well as the parents, because a lot of times we're so focused on the child with the diagnosis. So through those children's books, and they are in children's book picture format, I wanted to introduce some of those things that we see that, if you're not familiar with autism, may seem strange and serves to really isolate our children.
I think it's phenomenal what you've done here and what you've created, as well as these books. Fantastic. Today we are with Jacqueline Williams-Hines, autism awareness advocate and author of the No Small Victories children's book series here on eHealth Radio's Autistic Syndrome Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. What do you see as your, or what are your future goals of NSV?
Oh, you know, we're just getting started, and it's at the same time I'm finishing up a master's degree in education autism, hoping to sit soon for my boards to become a board certified behavior analyst. So just having that background, really wanting to continue to educate the community. We've launched not only Project CARE, but we've launched two support groups for mothers so that they would have a place to come and really talk about some of the stress and some of the obstacles that we face in the community, whether it's educational, finding the right therapeutic supports, or just finding another mom who gets it and that sense of being overwhelmed sometimes. We've also launched the accompanying father's support group. And the reason why we wanted to keep those separate is because I think the needs of moms and dads are so different. Often what happens with autism, it kind of polarizes the family. You may have a mom who becomes this super advocate, or conversely the dad, and what often happens is the other parent kind of goes into either denial, or they're just kind of like the bystander or the person in the passenger seat. And you find often that it just takes so much toll on the family unit itself. So we really want to do a lot of education, getting those supports in place, and especially the emotional support. I don't think it's addressed enough, the sense of loss and depression, and that just goes with having and receiving that diagnosis, because you usually just kind of get the diagnosis and have to hit the ground running trying to find all these supports. And a lot of times that acceptance piece, or that anxiety or that grief period, isn't being addressed. So we're hoping to address that and support the families as well.
And I would say that's quite a vision. Lastly, what are some early signs of autism listeners can be on the lookout for?
And I definitely want to point our listeners to two very, very wonderful supports that I use all the time, and that is the Autism Speaks page, as well as the CDC's page. The CDC is pushing an initiative, the Birth to 5 Early Intervention initiative, which actually gives you milestones that you can see from birth until their fifth year to be mindful of, and reasons why you should be looking for to if you need to address with a pediatrician. Some of the early signs you would see is not babbling at, say, 6 months, no big smiles at 6 months, no facial recognition by 9 months. Children are usually recognizing the face of their moms and dads and giving smiles back. No back and forth gesturing, such as pointing, showing, reaching, or waving by 12 months. No words by 16 months. No meaningful two-word phrases by 24 months. And one of the biggest red flags, which kind of signaled my introduction into the autism world, is any loss of speech or babbling that the child may have had, or social skills. So you'll see this regression. For me, my son actually regressed from being a toddler who was talking and meeting milestones all the way back to being nonverbal. So if you start to notice that a child's not saying things or doing things as they were prior and they're starting to seem to regress, huge, huge red flags. So I would definitely, you know, implore parents to seek out a consultation with their pediatrician just to be sure.
Always good to have you, Jacqueline. Before you go, where can our listeners find more information on No Small Victories and to be in touch with you as well?
Yes, you can reach me through my my website page, which is www.NSVonline.com. And my contact information is there. So I'm hoping to hear from our listeners, and I'm hoping to continue to do this work.
And I certainly hope you do as well, and we're certainly grateful and appreciate all you're doing to deal with autism and to help those that are challenged by it. And thanks once again for taking a moment to be with us here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Jacqueline Williams-Hines, autism awareness advocate and author of the No Small Victories children's book series. Jacqueline's organization is focused on educating the community about autism and supporting families with a child on the autism spectrum. And once again, the website of reference is nsvonline.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Autistic Syndrome Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.